This morning I bring this motion not just in my own name, but with the support of my opposition colleagues across the chamber. Together we speak with one voice, not because this is political, but because this is moral. This is constitutional and this is urgent. For years now, thousands of families have been left to live in homes that are cracking, sinking and breaking apart, not due to negligence in their part, but due to shortcuts, but because the state failed to regulate. And the response we've received is one word: wait. Wait for legislation, wait for appeals, wait for revised standards, wait for a technical panel, wait for permission to rebuild their lives. But let's be clear, waiting is not a side effect of this scheme. It is this scheme. Every time you defer, every time you announce another review, you're choosing not to act. Waiting is the policy. And the delay is not neutral. It is violent because the homes are collapsing around them. The mental health damage is now becoming apparent. Children are sleeping in bedrooms filled with black mould. Tonight, like every night, their health is deteriorating. Elderly people are waking in fear that the walls will cave in this winter. But what's even more insulting is that delay is spin. You reassure yourself that you're doing enough, but it's not that you're doing enough. You're trying to convince the country that you're doing enough. You're doing nothing. You want to shape the narrative to tell the public that this is the government is generous and a scheme that is working and families are being supported. But that is a PR curtain with a darker strategy. Implicit in every response to me on the floor of this House is the portrayal of homeowners as being ungrateful. It's the language you use. You and your government have said this scheme is generous, the biggest in the history of the state. The public are being forced to wonder why nothing is ever enough for these people. The truth is sinister. You've turned asking for a safe home into an unreasonable demand. You've made families feel like a burden, like they shouldn't apologise for expecting the same treatment given to others in Leinster. This is just not spin, it's actual gaslighting. You don't want to fix the scheme, you don't want to but you want to manage the optics. You want the headlines, but not the hard truth. You want to wear compassion in front of the cameras. Well, we'll see, and we will not be silenced. Let's stop pretending the scheme has just a few flaws. It's broken by design. More than 82 amendments were proposed to fix. You had the information needed to provide a functional scheme, information from unwilling experts in this crisis to actual homeowners. But the government didn't want the scheme to work, and so they discarded the amendments and bypassed pre-legislating scrutiny at their peril. Engineers' original determinations have been unlawfully downgraded. Appeals take years with families stuck in unsafe homes. Essential works are excluded. Homes kept together with plasters are being told they don't meet the damage threshold. All while you say the government will not be wanting, left wanting. Let me be clear. The government has already been found wanting in compassion, incompetence and basic human decency to the people who are affected with this plight. The government will be found wanting in law. This is not a redress. This is obstruction. This is bureaucracy weaponised to delay justice until people give up or die waiting. The human cost is staggering. An earthquake in slow motion is the title of an Ulster University report on the mental health crisis that we're going through. The document is trauma, the anxiety, the depression. Mothers on medication, children regressing, families actually sleeping in cars. Some homes are so toxic with damp and black mould that respiratory issues have now become normalised. We're making people sick. You're making people sick with this failure of a scheme. You've taxed them twice, once when they bought and built their homes and again when they tried to fix them. They didn't break them. It's not their fault. Then you add a further concrete levy on top of the rebuild. You've made them project managers of their own trauma, and still you call it 100% redress countless times. That, quite frankly, is insulting. Let's be clear, this isn't a moral failure, it's a legal and constitutional failure. Article 40.1, equal law, equality before the law, breached. Article 43, protection of property, breached. Article 40, right to body integrity, breached. EU Charter Fundamental Rights, Right to Home Dignity and Effective Redress, breached. Multiple legal cases are now underway. Europe is investigating your failures. and the evidence mounts, cases will grow because the law is not on your side. You gave full redress to families affected by pyrite in Leinster. But in Donegal, Mayo, Clare and throughout the country, families are told to take less, pay more and be grateful. That's not the policy. That is simply discrimination. The government could act, but it's chosen not to. Stop pretending your hands are tied. You've proven in time and time again when the government wants to act quickly, it can. You can move emergency legislation in days. You can bail out banks overnight. You can create statutory bodies from nothing when it suits your agenda. So stop telling us it's complex. Stop telling us to be patient. For the love of all that is good, stop telling us to wait. Because the truth is this, you're refusing to do the right thing. Even the name of the scheme, the defective concrete block scheme, reeks of a deliberate misdirection. It's not just a poor choice of words. It's a political strategy to reduce the catastrophic structural failures and turn it into an actual branding exercise. To sanitise science, to ignore sulphate tack analysis, pyrite and the crumbling foundations, to strip away the truth, the entire homes, not just blocks, are defective. Everything is defective. This just isn't about blocks, it's about lives. The language reveals your intent to downplay the damage, to minimise the state's role and to shift as much of the financial burden as possible back into the blameless homeowners who are traumatised. You just don't name the scheme, you've named the scapegoat. This motion, supported by members across the opposition, demands immediate suspension of all partial remediation until the revised IAS 465-28 standard is adopted. Reinstatement of original engineers' assessments for the unlawfully downgraded. Retrospective equal family for all families who applied under earlier version of the scheme. These people applied for a 10% retrospective payment. You put a cap in there, a date, and now they're left stranded. 43 families abandoned. A new independent statutory authority accountable to the Oireachtas to oversee delivery and enforcement. A state-managed end-to-end option for those unable to self-manage. VAT and levies removed. Families must not pay to fix what the state failed to prevent. Full extension of the scheme to public buildings, schools, hospitals and cemeteries. Mental health supports embedded into the process. Binding timelines and clear legal deadlines, because justice delayed is justice denied. A scheme for social and affordable housing. Side-by-side building and and recognition of this as an emergency, a national emergency, because that's exactly what it is. Most people in this house aren't losing sleep in a defective home, but I am, and thousands of my constituents are. While you sit in your warm offices and comfortable homes across this country, we are waking up in bedrooms soaked with damp, watching the walls disintegrate around them, and wondering tonight, will the wind bring down the ceilings again? They're breathing in black mould, their children are coughing through the night, and still, you won't even give them the dignity of being believed. They're exhausted and they're afraid, and they're suffering in silence, not because they want to, but because you've refused to listen. But I'll tell you what, I'm listening, and I have listened. I've stood in their homes, I've seen their despair in their eyes, I've seen the stories when they're too ashamed to share them. I've seen mental breakdowns, I've seen marriage breakdowns, I've seen it throughout Donegal. It's been rife. We've been living in an absolute disaster zone. You may see this as a problem to manage, but I see this as citizens to defend. Our citizens have been abandoned. They're not asking for favours. They're asking for what they paid for, a safe home. The government abandoned them by failing to enforce concrete regulations, and you're abandoning them again by failing to provide an effective redress. You must put an end to this abandonment so that every member of the government sitting silently in the background. If your home looked like theirs or mine's, you would have moved heaven and earth to fix this long ago. But it's not your home. It's not your children in the hospital. It's not your spouse on antidepressants. It's not your roofs that are falling or sagging down. So you wait and you wait and you wait. Well, you tell us constantly to wait, but you can't and we won't wait. And from this moment forward, we will see who's standing with us and who is not. The country is watching. Let the history record this, because we will not let this government spin and stall their way out of justice. Today we're asking for, with one voice, we're telling you, we will not be spun, we will not be smeared, we will not be gaslit, we are not going away. All we ever wanted was to pay, have a safe home that we paid for, equal treatment and a fair system. We didn't ask for compensation for years and years of suffering. We've asked for justice. Now we're demanding it. I commend this motion to the House.